Welcome to Inside BU Hockey, presented by Wicked Bagel. Baked fresh, baked daily. Locations in Lexington, Woburn, and Watertown. I'm Allison DeWitt. Our time this week with Boston University women's ice hockey coach Tara Wachhorn is sponsored by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers. Hurt? Gotta call Glassman. So, Coach, starting off just with UConn, this weekend was huge for the team, determining who would win the regular season. Just heading into it, I know you'd played them a few weeks before. Just what were the team's expectations for the weekend?
Yeah, we wanted to win. I think we knew going into it, it was we put ourselves in a situation to play for something in the last weekend of the year, and with that came an opportunity to perform under stress and get playoff ready and play against one of the best teams in our league. And there was so much good, right? Obviously, we wanted a different outcome when the weekend was all said and done. But I feel really good about where we're at going into playoffs, because that was ultimately the goal, to feel playoff ready. And how we played on Saturday, I feel good about that team going into the do or die games.
And then just heading into that with UConn being the defending champs of the league, just was that a factor mindset wise?
Yeah, I think we have a lot of respect for that team. I know everyone in our league does, but they play a disciplined game. They make you earn it, and they're there for a reason. And they put the body of work in just like we did all season. And I think it was just finding the combination of like respecting your opponent, but not letting it take away from your identity. And I think that's something that we knew we wanted to chip away at and feel good about ourselves and how we play as well.
And then heading there with it being a home and home, just do you have a preference for starting a home and home off away or in your own rink?
It's a great question. I think logistics probably plays a bigger factor. If you're ever in rush hour heading outside, out of the city on a Friday, that's never fun. But it was a 3 o'clock afternoon game, so didn't have a huge preference. It was nice being able to come back on Saturday and have our senior night at home, with all the families in town. So that part was good.
So UConn, they ended up up 4-0 in the second period. In a situation like that, what do you tell your team to try to regroup and respond?
Yeah, it was like the cool part was cool and not cool, but there were a lot of controllable things that I think as a team we needed to adjust about our environment, stuff that we had been doing all year. And, I think we let stress get the better of us and everyone responds differently. But realizing and being able to identify those things in the moment going into the third, saying we play better when these things are happening and these are controllables, there's no reason we shouldn't do them. And our third period and how the players made adjustments was a huge reason why we showed up the way we did Saturday. So we started building towards that Saturday game.
And so this game, you did end up swapping goaltenders. Obviously, you've got some very talented goalies on your team. Just what ultimately makes you decide you need a change?
A lot of it is team feel, game feel. It's just giving you a little bit of a momentum shift. And if the team's, it's always a combination of how the team's playing in front of the goalie and vice versa. And, Mari was coming off being sick herself the week before. So didn't feel like we were helping her a whole bunch in front, and just felt like a momentum shift might give us a little bit of a spark.
And you mentioned that third period being better. You did end up with a goal, which came on the power play. Just how would you grade the team's performance overall?
That first game, definitely not. That wasn't us. Obviously, it was nice to kind of re-solidify our environment, how we showed up, how we carried ourselves, put a power play goal in. But even in the third, like, there was still some sloppiness, lack of discipline. So there was some good. I think the biggest win out of that entire 60 minutes was us, reminding ourselves that there's controllable things we can make adjustments on that are going to help us.
And so Saturday, just being back at home for senior day, I know you mentioned, just what does that senior group mean to the team and how have you seen them leave their mark on the program?
It's been so cool to see, whether it's the fifth years and the natural senior class, you saw it, like we really got to take a step back. I mean, shout out to our director of ops always, but as coaches, we really took a step back and let the team celebrate them. And it was so authentic and genuine and passionate. And I think you see that in how they play for them on the ice and celebrate them off the ice. It was a really, really fun day.
And this game, it ended up being the decider for seeding in playoffs. Just what pressure was the team feeling from that?
I think we wanted the trophy. I think it's one of the longest seasons in college athletics, if not the longest. And I know our group as a whole, we're proud of the body of work that we put in. It's a lot of games, and I think when you get to that point in the season, you want to put the cherry on top. But At the end of the day, it doesn't take away from what this group's accomplished, how they have helped this program get back to where it can be. And now what I think at the end of the day, we know we can win hockey games, and what a great opportunity ahead. We've put ourselves in a good spot with home ice and, a bypass the play-in game. So I know there's ultimately a lot of pride in that room, and I think they're ready to go to work.
So until last night, you were unsure who you would host for this quarterfinals. Just how does that affect your prep as a coach?
Probably a couple later nights, but the cool part is, you get to this point in the season, and you know teams well. It's just making sure you do your due diligence in terms of any maybe subtle adjustments they make, and fun games to watch too, ultimately. But we have our game plan ready. We always have a few variations of it ready to adapt and shift where we need to, and then ready to just insert some layers and details for the players. And they're pros, and they take everything in stride and follow the game plan and go.
So just knowing that you're facing Vermont, what does practice look like over the next few days?
The theme this week is just execution. It's scoring goals and, not really having to over complicate the 200-foot systems. Like, those are in place. It's about showing up with mentality, playing to our identity, and in the simple ways, and then having the confidence and determination to create quality scoring chances when you get the chance. It's not just settling for shots on net. So it's about elevating our offense to make it goalie proof. And we know we have all great goalies in this league, and you're gonna have to score goals to win championships.
And then just with both goalies starting last weekend, what's your game plan for Saturday in net?
Good, tough decisions for me, I can tell you that. And I'm sure people will see, but good problems to have. They're both looking good, and we'll go from there.
So just being the higher seed, you've earned hosting rights. You don't have to worry about a long bus ride somewhere. Just how important is it to play that game on home ice?
Oh, it's amazing. And, funny full circle in this conversation, even celebrating our senior class. I think this is the first time they've ever not played in a play-in game. And, it's appreciating the little things. Like, we get a whole, and we enjoy each other's company. We enjoy competing in practice. We get an entire week. We got to take an extra day off, and it's not taking it, lightly, but it's enjoying every minute we have. And like you said, not on the long bus trips. We earned the opportunity to set ourselves up for success. And I think right now it's making sure that we have our feet on the ground. We enjoy it, and we take advantage of it, and go from there. So it's definitely something that this group earned, and fun to get a little bit more of a runway.
And just I want to talk about a few players first. Tamara Giaquinto, she was named Hockey's Defender of the Year after a really incredible season. Just what testament is this to her hard work and her success throughout her collegiate career?
One of the best phone calls I think I'll make in my coaching career, definitely this season. So proud of her, and a huge testament to just consistent work ethic, commitment, and belief in yourself. She's always been a great hockey player, but I think it shows when you put the team first every day. She's been an amazing captain, an amazing person first, and a competitor every day. The outcome will come, and you enjoy it when it's there, but it just shows that the skills, the tools were all there, and it's just putting it together. And it's been a lot of fun to be a small part in her journey.
And then just looking to the future for her, I mean, I'm sure it's pretty bright. Just how rewarding is it for you as a coach to see her do so well and see your other players do so well too?
No doubt, it's always fun when we can celebrate our own, and I think that's a huge testament to the shift in our culture as well. You see the excitement in the room for everyone this year as they've been getting their accolades, and it's not why we do what we do, but it's fun to celebrate each other, and I think that's the best part when you have a culture that does enjoy it. And the future is bright for her and whatever she decides to do. But I told her the other day, and just like everyone in that room, they make us better. And it's what an amazing environment to get to be a part of every day.
And then the player guest we have this week is Sydney Healy. I know she leads the team in goals with 13 right now. Just as her coach, how have you seen her shine on the team?
Oh, her growth from last year to this year, speaking of growth, like, has been remarkable. I know we talked a lot about it early in the season, but the way that she's just finding ways to be impactful, and yes, she got faster, and we've all highlighted that, but her unique skill set of being able to possess pucks, carry them 200 feet, make plays, make the move when it's there, shoot the puck when it's there. She's just really turning her game into that pro style game where she can play with anyone, play against other teams' top lines. Doesn't matter. You're going to get a consistent game from Sid, and it's been amazing to watch her just, really come out of her shell this year.
And just mentioning her growth from this year to, or from last year to this year, just how do you anticipate seeing her grow next year as a senior?
Yeah, I think it's just continuing to find ways to be a game changer, right? And to have that consistent confidence. You know, I think sometimes these are such bright, mature young women, you forget that they're only, 18 to 20 years old. But I think it's having that like consistent belief and patience in your game. And you know, you fight for every opportunity, but you take the moments when they're there. And I think I'm just so excited to see her, the maturity in her game, the professionalism continue to, be a game changer for this program.
Awesome. Well, that's all I have for this week. Thank you for joining us this week, Coach, on Inside BU Hockey, presented by Wicked Bagel. Baked fresh, baked daily. To order online, go to wickedbagel.com.
It takes a crazy bagel lover to make the best and freshest bagels, and that's who you will find at Wicked Bagel. Wicked Bagel features only hand-rolled New York-style bagels crafted with precision and love to meet your high standards at their three locations: 171 Mass Ave, Lexington, 345 Washington Street, Woburn, and now open at 68 School Street, Watertown. Bake fresh, bake daily. Wicked Bagel. CNR Search is an executive search firm specializing within the life science and biotech industries. The CNR Search mission is to provide outstanding leadership solutions by identifying and evaluating the most qualified candidates for their client organizations. If you're a candidate or company seeking executive search solutions, reach out to Bob Barish at cnrsearch.com. That's Bob, B-A-R-I-C-H, at cnrsearch.com. CNR Search, winners joining winners. Proud sponsor of Boston University Hockey. At Anchor Home Medical and Supply, we understand that your health is your top priority, and it's ours too. Whether you need medical equipment like hospital beds, lift chairs, or medication packaging, we're here to help make life easier for you or your loved ones. Our experienced staff provides sales, rentals, and servicing to ensure you get the right products for your needs. And because sickness doesn't take a holiday, we're always available. When you call Anchor, you'll speak to real people who care. Your health deserves attention, and we believe in going the extra mile to deliver the care you need. Anchor Home Medical Supply Pharmacy, give them a call at 978-720-8170 or to the web at anchorhomemedical.com. Our Gem of the Week, sponsored by DePrisco Jewelers, is defenseman Tamara Giaquinto. The native of Toronto, Ontario, was named the Hockey East Army ROTC Defender of the Year, the third in program history, and the first Terrier since Casey Boucher in 2012. The team captain, as a grad student, led the Terriers to their first 20-win season since 2019-20. Giaquinto posted a stat line of 8 goals and 9 assists for 17 points for the regular season. Her 6 power play goals tied for first in Hockey East and was 9th in the NCAA. On the defensive side, Tamara's led the Terriers in block shots with 47. Giaquinto now prepares to guide the Terriers to the Hockey East playoffs. First up, a quarterfinal matchup with Vermont this Saturday. Puck drop at Walter Brown Arena set for 4 p.m. DePrisco Jewelers, diamond jewelers since 1948, offering a hat trick of experience, no high pressure, and only top-quality certified non-conflict diamonds. Give them a call at 617-227-3339 or make an appointment online. DePrisco Jewelers, for more than 70 years in downtown Boston at 333 Washington Street. It takes a crazy bagel lover to make the best and freshest bagels, and that's who you will find at Wicked Bagel. Wicked Bagel features only hand-rolled New York-style bagels crafted with precision and love to meet your high standards at their three locations: 171 Mass Ave, Lexington, 345 Washington Street, Woburn, and now open at 68 School Street, Watertown. Bake fresh, bake daily. Wicked Bagel.
This is Jeffrey Glassman. For 4 generations, my family has called New England home. My grandfather taught me to always care for people and fight for what's right. At Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, that's exactly what we do. When you're hurt in a car crash, we fight big insurance companies to make sure you get the money you deserve. We care. We fight to win, and we don't get paid unless you do. Hurt? You gotta get Glassman. Call 617-777-7777.
Welcome to Inside BU Hockey, presented by Wicked Bagel. Baked fresh, baked daily, with locations in Lexington, Woburn, and Watertown. I'm Allison DeWitt. Our time this week with Boston University women's ice hockey player Sydney Healy is sponsored by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers. Hurt? Gotta call Glassman. So Sydney, starting off, just a question I ask everybody. How did you get your start in hockey?
Oh my goodness. So, my dad actually built a rink for us in our front yard. So before I could, even just like walk or anything, I already had a stick in my hand just waddling around on the ice. I think I started playing when I was 3 or 4. I started playing. I started skating, I believe, when I was 3. So I've had quite the journey of playing for a pretty long time. But yeah, and then I went into Timbit hockey, which is like the little Canadian league for beginners. And then from then on, I loved it so much that here
It's so cool. So just, I know your brother and sister, they also play. Just what was it like growing up in such an athletic family?
Very competitive. Everything was a competition, no matter what it was. But it was also super nice because, we pushed each other a lot and really set expectations for each other, and it just made it so much it just made it so much easier and stuff going through some of these things that, we were all going through it together and stuff. Whether like with if it was hockey or anything kind of in that realm of things, like it always, anytime there was frustration, we were all able to kind of lean on each other.
When did you start playing with girls?
I started playing girls hockey. I put so weirdly enough, so I played on two teams at one point. So I played on a boys team and a girls team. And it was like I was more always a call up for the girls team. So that was my first year of girls when I believe I was 10, 11, maybe. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. I believe it was 10 or 11, I think 10. And I was playing boys hockey still at the time. I didn't make the switch over to girls hockey officially though until Body Contact, where I tried out for a couple of teams and basically was shut down, because the coaches didn't believe that girls could play boys hockey at that point. So they cut me based off of that, which was, a bummer. But, in the end, I ended up playing on a team that, which I really still love to this day. Like, I love all the girls in the team and stuff. And then from then on, I played girls hockey since.
Awesome. So just starting your recruitment journey, what drew you to BU?
So I actually initially, my brother, he went to a hockey school called Victus Academy, and a bunch of the players there ended up skating with the women's national team. So I ended up meeting a couple of the national women's players, and one of them actually was Natalie Spooner. And yeah, and this was when I was in grade 9. So this is when I was getting recruited by BU and a couple of other schools. And I just asked for her advice on kind of how she went about it. And what she had said to me was, I think the number one thing you need to be mindful of is that you don't want to go there just for hockey. Like, it wants to be a place that you can live there. And, that should be like your number one priority. And she said, I really recommend going and touring the schools. So took her advice, and I came to BU, and I had fallen in love with the rink, the campus, like everything. And automatically, I was like, I know I can live here. And that recruiting process actually was super interesting too, because when I committed, it was during the time where you weren't allowed to talk to your players until they graduated grade 10. So I ended up committing, and then I wasn't able to talk to any of the coaches or anything until the end of my grade 10 year. So it was kind of an interesting process, but the recruiting process though was super interesting, and I'm really happy with my decision at BU.
What was that transition like from playing in Canada to the US?
The league that I played in was very competitive. Of course, I think the big struggle was, during COVID and stuff, we didn't really have the opportunity to play against a lot of other players. We were playing the same like 5 or 6 teams over and over and over again instead of the 20 teams that were in my league. So that was a little bit tough because I feel like I didn't really get to see a lot of the diverse skill from all the other teams and things like that. So that kind of made it a little tough. But I think the transition from that to NCAA wasn't too different. I was definitely very, very nervous, of course. I think really the big difference was the level of maturity that there was in the game, whether it was speed or how players, use their bodies and how they use their IQ, their speed and things like that. I think that really changed, like maturity-wise, just on how people were able to use it. I think that was kind of the biggest change for me.
I know you mentioned your sister, she became a teacher this year. Just what has it been like with her being here at school?
It's funny because I still, every time I think about it, like I remember like one of the first days I was like walking with her to class and I was like, you should not be here right now. Like, what are you doing here? You're my little sister. You should be at home and I should be calling you on the phone, not walking next to you on campus. But it's been honestly unreal to have her here. I think having her here, even just like on the ice and stuff, like I know she's gonna give me her honest opinion, which I really, really value. But also just having a family member that I'm so close to and stuff, and that I grew up playing with, of course. So I've been around her a lot more than, the average probably siblings would be, like driving to hockey and stuff with her all the time. Like, having her here with me a 5-minute walk away is honestly super special. And I think it's something that, I never really recognized as something that I took a lot for granted before until now. So, I think it's been really such a cool experience to have her here with me. And, I'm really happy she is.
So this year you're having, I'd say, your best season at BU yet. You've got 21 points right now. Just how have you felt yourself improve each year?
I mean, I think a big thing with that, oh, thank you, by the way. I appreciate that. But I think like one of the big things for me is just, having the belief from my teammates and stuff that, they can look to me for things like that, or, just in general, like I feel confident, with them on the ice and stuff. Like there's no one that I would rather be going, having this season with. And in general, I think our team has had a lot of success, period, even, and I think, that goes back to our leadership group, who's really taken on such a big role, and they've done it so gracefully, and they honestly they've crushed it this year, I think. So I think I owe a lot of that to the leadership group and the way that they've handled a lot of situations. And then going back to, our team is super close and we all want to win for each other. And I think that's really just made it so much easier to really want to win for them. And I think having that has given me the confidence to, play, a little differently than I have for the past couple of seasons.
And then just recently, you've played with a few different line pairings. Have you noticed your strengths on each line?
I think it kind of varies between, the lines. Like, from who I can remember that I've played with, like I played with Boder, I've played with Lindsay, the Twins, Lazy as well. Like a lot of those players, like I feel like every player that I've played with, their IQ is extremely noticeable on the ice. They see the ice super well. They can make really great plays, and they work hard. They work very, very hard, and it just makes it so easy to play with them because, they're able to adapt easily to my play, and I'm able to adapt easily to their play. And I think all that comes back to the fact that we're all buying into the season and doing what we need to be doing to help the team win.
I know you mentioned the leadership group this year. I feel like that's probably a big part of it, but you guys have really only improved each year you've been here. Just how have you felt the team grow in skill and culture each season?
Skill wise, I think, especially this season, I think there's a lot of IQ, and I think that's really played into, how each player kind of works and adapts with their skills, especially with their lines. I think that's definitely a big part of it, is we're also easily able to adapt to each other's play, no matter who we're playing with. There's no one on this team that I wouldn't want to play with. I think is a super big part of it, and I think that's really important on a team to have such an adaptable team that, if something maybe isn't working for one game, and we got to switch things up, being able to do that, I think, is super important. But yeah.
Just mentioning adaptability, you had the transition from Coach DeRocher to Coach Watchorn after your freshman year. How do you feel
I
that
did.
identity shift?
I think it's so funny for me to think about that, I got to experience BD and both coaches, of course, going from my freshman year to my sophomore year. There was a lot of transitions going on in my freshman year, of course, from, a new coaching staff, I was getting used to a new city. To go from one coaching staff to another was a lot. And I think that, Tar really handled that gracefully and understanding where, us as a class were coming from, and that there was a lot of change happening. And she really has taken any advice or any caring criticism, I would say, into account. And she, like her and the coaching staff have really adapted to that as well. And us as a group and stuff, I think the transition was a little different, of course, because all those players above us, the upperclassmen, they had BD for years, and I think that they definitely probably had a trickier heart transition than we did, because of course I only had BD for 1 year. But I think that their ability to also adapt to that transition of coaching, and take what Tara has given us and really work with it. I think the buy-in really has shown, especially this season and even last season, like you said, like with like us gradually getting better and better each season. I think now it's just gonna become a lot more consistent throughout the next couple of years.
And just moving towards that postseason, it was just announced that you'll host Vermont in the hockey quarterfinals. Before you knew who you were facing, was that what was that waiting game like this week?
Oh my goodness. It was tricky, because I think even as a team, we had discussed that and how we didn't know who we were going to play. And I think that is something that we didn't really take into account fully until that Monday, where I was sitting there. I know I was sitting there personally, and I was like, yeah, I'm like, we don't even know who we're going to be playing in the next week. Like, that's really, it's just weird. Like, we knew it was going to be one of the four teams, but we didn't know which one. But I think that any team is in Hockey East, any team can beat any team. And I think that the way, of course, the season didn't end the way that we were hoping it was going to end, unfortunately. But I think that even in that final game, we were taking the right steps in the right direction to playoff hockey, which, is going to be faster, it's going to be more aggressive, it's going to be more physical. And I think no matter what team that we were going to be playing, we're going to be bringing our 100% effort, because we're all buying in at this point.
And then just how has that prep been going to bounce back? I know you mentioned UConn.
Yeah, I think that, of course, it sucked. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. I know a lot of us really were, disappointed and upset with the outcome of that game. Because of course, in my opinion, I thought we did outplay them for a good amount of that game. So yeah, that outcome was unfortunate. But I think that as a group that we bounce back, and I think as a group we want to win for each other, because I do know that, we really did want to win that for the seniors especially. That would have been a really big deal to them and to us. And again, I go back to that want to win for each other and our teammates and stuff. Like, that was a really upsetting moment. But I think that now, like, I mean, co like Tara, even after the game and stuff, she came in and, she was like, celebrate the seniors, but We got work to do basically. And, even when we went in on Monday, she was like, this is playoff hockey now. We're playing playoff hockey now. And I think we're all very aware that we need to be bringing our A game, because like I said, any team's beatable in Hockey East, and you need to be bringing your 100%.
So you've played Vermont a few times this season. You had a weekend split, and then you beat them a few weeks ago at Walter Brown. Just looking back at those matchups, what will you focus on in your personal game?
My personal game, I think just bringing my 100% effort to each shift, I think, is something very important. Whether I feel like I've done something productive or not, knowing that, keeping my shift short and, going out there and just doing what I know I can do consistently well myself and doing what I can control, is going to be really important in this game. Being a good teammate, of course, bringing that positive energy and, especially to the underclassmen who maybe haven't been in a super high stakes game like this before, bring that energy and kind of that reassurance to them and stuff that, we're all buying in here. So I think that's going to be super important coming in Saturday.
And then just the last one for you. So averaging a point per game in the last 10 games, just how will you keep that going to help the team advance?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of that I owe it to my teammates and especially my line mates, setting me up for those goals and, course, getting open for some of those passes that I've made. I think that, that consistency comes with effort, and again, like that confidence that they've given me to, take that extra shot or, kind of, take those extra chances and stuff that I'm given. I think, I really owe a lot to them giving me the confidence to do that. And I think, going into these next couple of games, like my goal is to bring my A game, and whether that ends up being points or not and stuff, I know I'm going in there and giving my 100% effort, and I know that what my team is looking for me to do is give that 100% effort, and they're giving me the confidence to do that, so I'm really looking forward to it.
All right, well, best of luck this weekend, and thank you for joining us this week, Sydney, on Inside BU Hockey, presented by Wicked Bagel. Baked fresh, baked daily. To order online, go to wickedbagel.com.
It takes a crazy bagel lover to make the best and freshest bagels, and that's who you will find at Wicked Bagel. Wicked Bagel features only hand-rolled New York-style bagels crafted with precision and love to meet your high standards at their three locations: 171 Mass Ave, Lexington, 345 Washington Street, Woburn, and now open at 68 School Street, Watertown. Bake fresh, bake daily. Wicked Bagel. CNR Search is an executive search firm specializing within the life science and biotech industries. The CNR Search mission is to provide outstanding leadership solutions by identifying and evaluating the most qualified candidates for their client organizations. If you're a candidate or company seeking executive search solutions, reach out to Bob Barish at cnrsearch.com. That's Bob, Barich, at cnrsearch.com. CNR Search, winners joining winners. Proud sponsor of Boston University Hockey. At Anchor Home Medical and Supply, we understand that your health is your top priority, and it's ours too. Whether you need medical equipment like hospital beds, lift chairs, or medication packaging, we're here to help make life easier for you or your loved ones. Our experienced staff provides sales, rentals, and servicing to ensure you get the right products for your needs. And because sickness doesn't take a holiday, we're always available. When you call Anchor, you'll speak to real people who care. Your health deserves attention, and we believe in going the extra mile to deliver the care you need. Anchor Home Medical Supply Pharmacy, give them a call at 978-720-8170 or to the web at anchorhomemedical.com. Our BU in the Pro segment this week features former Terrier Marie-Philippe Poulin. The native of Beauceville, Quebec, continues to dominate in the professional ranks, now as captain of the Montreal Victoire in the PWHL. The Terriers Hall of Famer has been on a roll of late, with 8 goals and 3 assists for 11 points and a plus-6 stat line through her last 10 games. Known as Captain Clutch, Poulin, at age 33, remains the captain of the Canadian national team that recently captured the rivalry series versus Team USA. In her illustrious international career, Maria's won 3 Olympic gold medals and 4 world championships. At BU, Poulin played on 4 consecutive Hockey East championship teams and twice led the Terriers to the national championship game for head coach Brian DeRocher. In just 111 career games as a Terrier, Poulin tallied 81 goals and added 100 assists for 181 points. Our BU in the Pros segment sponsored by Eastern Clothing of Watertown. For 87 years, setting the standard with quality value and service to its customers. Visit easternclothing.com and set up an appointment or check them out on Facebook and Instagram. Eastern Clothing of Watertown, a premium experience without the elevated price tag. It takes a crazy bagel lover to make the best and freshest bagels, and that's who you will find at Wicked Bagel. Wicked Bagel features only hand-rolled New York-style bagels crafted with precision and love to meet your high standards at their 3 locations, 171 Mass Ave, Lexington, 345 Washington Street, Woburn, and now open at 68 School Street, Watertown. Bake fresh, bake daily. Wicked Bagel.
This is Jeffrey Glassman. For 4 generations, my family has called New England home. My grandfather taught me to always care for people and fight for what's right. At Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, that's exactly what we do. When you're hurt in a car crash, we fight big insurance companies to make sure you get the money you deserve. We care, we fight to win, and we don't get paid unless you do. Hurt? You gotta get Glassman. Call 617-777-7777.